Japan is now saying it is willing to work with the U.S. to end its ban on imports of American beef, imposed after the discovery of a case of mad cow disease last month. More than 40 countries have stopped importing U.S. beef because of concerns about the food's safety. Back at home, Americans are more and more concerned about what we're putting in our mouths, and it's not just about the beef. Joining me now to talk about food safety is Alton Brown, the creator and host of the Food Network's Good Eats. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. It seems as if we are warned about health risks from different kinds of foods so regularly. People getting E. coli and mad cow disease from beef, hepatitis from green onions, salmon. There's concern about cancer, mercury poison from tuna. What is left that's safe for us to eat?
Well, you know, I really do think that most of the foods that we're talking about are still safe to eat. We're just becoming more and more aware of our effect on our own food chain. You know, most of the foods that we're talking about are having problems or we're detecting issues because of things that we're doing to them to get them to market. You know, the foods that we rely on the most, things like chicken, things like beef, you know, salmon, consumption of which has gone up, I don't know, it's like 40-fold in the last 20 years, are all foods that we're having to mess with to get them to market in the amounts that we want at the price that we want. Most of the research that I'm reading, these foods are still safe. You know, I think the salmon scare is a huge point. I mean, we're talking about minute contaminants in the overall scheme of things. I think that it's good that we're seeing these problems and can do something about them, but to all of a sudden stand back and say, oh my gosh, these foods that we depend on aren't safe anymore is a pretty radical thought. I don't think we should go as far as saying, wow, we need to just start eating, you know, cheese and mushrooms because nothing's left.
Well, the problem or the danger such as it is, what can consumers do about it, really, to protect themselves?
If you're worried about, let's say, mad cow disease, stop buying ground meat. Because if it's going to show up in the food chain, that's where it's going to be.
Because likely. Ground beef, for instance, is a mix of meat that you can't quite tell where it came from.
Yes, if any of the, you know, automated or advanced meat removal systems are being used, that's where that product's going to end up. It's not going to be in a roast, okay? This is not something that goes into muscle meat. So if you want to take a precaution, start grinding your own meat, which is better anyway, or make the butchers do some work and buy a roast and tell them you want it ground.
Well, it does seem like we've been hearing for years and years about safety issues about food, strawberries, berries, every year there's something, tomatoes
sure,
one year.
Green onions this year, yeah.
Is it in fact a new problem because of pesticides and various ways of farming, or is it...
It is not a new problem. It is a growing problem that is finally getting to the point where our awareness of it catches it sooner. Food systems are definitely changing in our culture.
So what are you having for dinner tonight?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. But you know what? If it's beef, I'm all for it. And I'll eat the salmon, too. I'm not changing the way that I eat yet. You know, I'm an omnivore. I eat everything, and I think that we ought to be omnivores. I don't have a hamburger every day, and I don't eat salmon every day. I spread my bets over a wide nutritional area, and I think that's the safe thing. If anybody's going to take away anything that's going to make them change how they eat right now, it would be to vary your diet. And Americans sometimes don't like to do that. We kind of have a small pocket of foods that we'll eat. You know, I'm going to have salmon again this week, you know, and it's the fifth time. Well, even if salmon's really great for you, I'm not sure we should be eating it that many times a week. You know, spread yourself out. You know, be more of an omnivore.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Alton Brown is the host of Good Eats on the Food Network and the author of I'm Just Here for the Food, Food Plus Heat Equals Cooking.